From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other soft information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian government calls for relaxing university curriculum for greater flexibility. Myanmar refugees in Thailand hope the election at home will increase people's prosperity. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo underscored the importance of university relaxing the curriculum to make it more flexible and less rigid to produce competitive human resources. Universities should open up to new paradigm and ways that are more responsive, from mono to multi, and from mono to inter and also transdisciplinary, President Joko Widodo remarked during the virtual launch of the Merdeka Belajar Episode 6 program, theme Transformation of Government Funds for Higher Education in Jakarta on Tuesday. Additionally, universities should change the orientation of theory building to problem solving and impact making. Lecturers must also facilitate students to learn through any media and at any time. According to the president, a good university is one that builds an ecosystem for free learning and make use of widely open materials and media. The new normal standard must also be formulated from various policies. Highlighting the social forestry program in Indonesia that covers an area of 4.2 million hectares as of September 2020, President Joko Widodo recalled that 8.5 million hectares additionally were required to achieve the program's target. During a limited meeting on Tuesday at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, President Joko Widodo stated that the government had targeted to issue the license for 12.7 million hectares of land by 2024 to be included in the social forestry program. The head of state also urged the Environment and Forestry Affairs Ministry to offer mentoring to farmers involved in the program to create follow-up program. Therefore, the people can own their capabilities to manage the social forestry land that would offer them economic benefits. In 2014, the president had announced a project that enabled forest-dependent communities to access 12.7 million hectares of forest through social forestry permits in response to inequities in Indonesia's forestry industry. The Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry is planning to exploit the potential of domestic tourism and focus on domestic visitors amid the economic contraction created by the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement issued in Jakarta on Tuesday, Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Angela Tanusudibyo said the global economic contraction brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on the tourism sector, including in Indonesia. The declining numbers of tourists, especially foreign tourists, has prompted Indonesia to revitalize and improve infrastructure at tourist destination. The ministry has also launched Indonesia Care, an initiative for Indonesia's tourist establishment to implement cleanliness, health, safety, and environment measures as a top priority. During January to September 2020, the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia reached 3.56 million, a decline of 70.57% compared to 12.10 million tourists recorded during the same period on 2019. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Americans are heading to the poll Tuesday for presidential and congressional elections, with over 99 million people thought to have voted early via mail-in ballots, according to the U.S. Election Project. President Donald Trump has provided supporters with an update on his assessment of the state of the presidential race, saying he has been hearing good news from a number of swing states. Asked what message he has for Americans on Election Day, Trump said that everybody should come together and he thinks success brings us together, pointing to what he said was strong GDP growth before the U.S. was hit by the China virus and praising his administration's response to the pandemic. The president chided the media for refusing to recognize his administration's alleged successes. About 38,000 Myanmar citizens in Thailand are eligible and approved to vote in Bangkok and Chiang Mai, Thailand. Myanmar citizens living in urban areas who did not vote in the 2015 election felt compelled to cast their votes in the November 8 election to help determine the country's future. So Ten So, a Myanmar citizen, said that he takes part in this election because he wants changes in Myanmar.
I become more aware of the situation in Myanmar. I know a little bit of politics, how the government can shape the country. So I think to participate in voting and elected leaders can also make a change and make a difference for the country.
So I Hunt, another Myanmar citizen, said that his participation in the election due to his sense of responsibility as a citizen to make changes in the political field in Myanmar.
Here they're very much in a limbo. Most of them do not have their civil documentation, and so they are stuck in these refugee camps. For them, there is no refugee policy in Myanmar. There's no central policy about refugee return.
Meanwhile, more than 80,000 Myanmar citizens living in refugee camps in the border area between Myanmar and Thailand will not have access to polling station. They can only hope that the election will change their fortunes because they will not have a chance to cast their votes. Sally Thompson, executive director of the Border Consortium, explained that refugees living in refugee camps do not have the opportunity to vote in refugee camps because they do not have documents. Sally Thompson also said they also could not return to Myanmar to use their voting rights because there is no policy from the government that allows Myanmar refugees to return to Myanmar to use their voting rights.
I feel it is my responsibility to vote. I prefer to have a coalition government because in 2010, we have a one-party rule. Also, the 2015 one-party rule in the parliament. So, if we look at the check and balance within these 2 terms, we didn't have a strong check and balance.
On November 8, 2020, Myanmar election will be held to elect members of its national, state, and regional parliaments. A Hong Kong journalist was arrested Tuesday in a probe linked to a recent documentary she co-produced, investigating an attack on democracy supporters by government loyalists, a move her employers describe as chilling. Public broadcaster RTHK said officers searched producer Choi Yuk-ling's home following her arrest. Police confirmed the operation on Tuesday evening, saying Choi was arrested on suspicions of making an improper application to access car owner details. RTHK drew a direct link between Choi's arrest and an investigation she co-produced into the Yuan Long attack, an assault in July last year by dozens of men armed with sticks on people returning from a protest. While police have admitted not responding quickly enough, they have vehemently denied any suggestions of collusion. Police said they have arrested a number of the attackers, some of whom have links to triad organized crime gangs. Some fled to the Chinese mainland. The Hong Kong Journalists Association condemned Choi's arrest. Hurricane Eta made landfall Tuesday afternoon in Central America as a catastrophic Category 4 storm. The storm is moving slowly on the coast of the northeastern Nicaragua with wind speeds of 140 meters per hour after it made landfall just south of Puerto Cabezas. Eta is lashing parts of the Nicaragua and Honduras with the extreme rain and catastrophic winds. Earlier in the day, the hurricane was close to Category 5 status with wind speeds topping 150 meters per hour. The National Weather Service warned of life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic winds, flash floods, and landslide across Central America. Nicaragua and Honduras could see rainfall up to 3 feet and storm surge of 21 feet. Elsewhere in the U.S., most of the country will experience relatively mild weather as citizens head to the polls to cast their ballots for the 2020 presidential election. The only trouble spots will be in parts of the Northeast, where 6 to 12 inches of snow fell overnight in western Pennsylvania, New York, and Vermont. Additional rain and snow are forecast on Wednesday, November 4th in western and northern New York and into New England. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Efforts to Stop Violent Action. Europe has been rocked by violence again. This time, several places in Austria became the scene. The most recent attack took place Monday at 8 p.m. local time in Vienna. It said at least 4 people were killed and 14 people were wounded, 7 of them with life-threatening injury. Police managed to shoot dead a perpetrator identified as Kucim Fejulay, a 20-year-old, who had dual nationality, Austrians and Macedonian. As of Wednesday morning, Austrian police were still investigating and trying to uncover other perpetrators and motives of the violence indicated to be conducted by a number of people. Police had advised Viennese citizens not to leave their homes. Children are also asked not to attend schools. The violence in Vienna, Austria, immediately provoked a reaction from European leaders. Apart from the presidents of France, Macron, the leaders of Italy, Germany, and the European Union immediately expressed their condemnation. Giuseppe Conte, Prime Minister of Italy, stated that Europe is a common home that has no room for hatred and violence. The German Foreign Ministry, as quoted by the media, stated that violence in Vienna is an act of terror.
Another reaction from the President of the Councils of Europe, Charles Michel, called the Vienna shooting a cowardly act. Therefore, Europe strongly condemned actions that violate the value of life and humanity. The indiscriminate violence that still often occurs in a number of countries, including Europe, deserves to be condemned, because the victims are generally members of the community who do not understand the problem and are not even targets of revenge and anger. What then must be considered is to find a solution so that violence does not happen again, not only in Europe, but in any country in the world. In addition to post-incident action, preventive efforts must also be made. Security measures, efforts to spread peace, mutual understanding, and togetherness must be carried out together. Hatred and resentment can grow because of perception of injustice and lack of mutual understanding. Investigation to reveal who the perpetrators are and what motivates them to commit acts of violence beyond humanity can be the first step to take preventive action. This is to prevent a recurrence of disturbing violent incidents that have resulted in the death of innocent citizens. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History of a Voice of Indonesia. We start from a historical incident of Japanese Prime Minister Hara Takashi was killed in Tokyo on November 4, 1921. Hara Takashi began his career as a journalist, government official, and a Japanese politician. In 1876, Hara Takashi entered the Justice Ministry's law school. After graduation, he worked for the Yubin Hoshi Shimbun newspaper as a journalist. Then he entered the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and succeeded in holding important positions, including deputy minister. In 1918, Hara Takashi became prime minister and represented the cabinet of the first political party. However, on November 4, 1921, he was killed at Tokyo railway station by Nakaoka Konichi, a supporter of the right-wing opposition group. Next, turn to a story on November 4, 2008, Barack Obama was elected to be the 44th President of the United States. Barack Hussein Obama is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States. He is the first African American to hold the post. In the 2008 presidential election, Barack Hussein Obama defeated Republican candidate John McCain. On November 4, 2008, Obama won the election with 365 electoral votes compared to 173 for McCain. Obama won 52.9% of the popular vote compared to 45.7% for McCain. Barack Obama delivered his victory speech to hundreds of thousands of supporters in Grand Park, Chicago, and was sworn in as president on January 20, 2009. We end with a history on November 4, 2010, Aero-Caribbean Flight 883 crashed in Cuba. Aero-Caribbean ATR-72212 Flight 883 was a scheduled international flight from Port-au-Prince, Haiti to Havana, Cuba, via Santiago de Cuba. On November 4, 2010, the plane crashed in the province of Sancti Spiritus, Cuba, killing all passengers and seven crew members. This accident was the deadliest accident in the history of the ATR-72 and the third deadliest aircraft accident in Cuba. A day after the crash, on November 5, rescue workers found the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sejati bila menuju hati. Di saat ku terbawa kenyamanan, ketakutanku jadi kenyataanku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's today's My Indonesia titled President Joko Widodo Signs Job Creation Law. President Joko Widodo had signed the Job Creation Draft Bill, so it officially became the Law No. 11, year 2020, on job creation. From the State Secretary Ministry website, satnek.go.id, the Law No. 11, 2020, was signed on Monday, November 2, 2020. The law was then ratified on the same day by the Minister for Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli. The law has 1,187 pages, as previously stated by State Secretary Minister Pratikno. There are also 12 chapters, namely Investment and Business Activity Ecosystem Improvement, Manpower, Ease, Protection, and Empowerment of Cooperatives and Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Ease of Joint Business, National Fiscal Policy, Research and Innovation Support. In the consideration, the job creation law was expected to absorb Indonesian manpower as wide as possible amid the ever-tighter competition and economic globalization demand. Then, it also says that to support the job creation, it required adjustment of various aspects related to ease, protection, and empowerment of cooperatives and micro, small, medium enterprises, investment ecosystem improvement, and national strategic project accelerations, including the improvement of labor protection and welfare. The job creation law was first proposed by the President Joko Widodo right after his inauguration as the president last year. At the time, the president said that the government with the House of Representatives would issue two great laws, namely job creation law and micro, small, medium enterprises empowerment law. The president explained that each law will become omnibus law, one law that will revise some or even dozens of laws. According to the president, omnibus law is necessary to overcome overlapping of various regulations, mainly the ones that obstruct investment and job growth. He affirmed dozens of laws that hampers the job creation will then be revised. When still a draft bill, the job creation law received rejection from many groups, especially laborers. They said the job creation bill disadvantages the workers. In facing that rejection, President Joko Widodo explained that the law is needed to create investment and then create jobs as many as possible. The job creation law was necessary to simplify the licensing system that is also believed to prevent corruption. In the end, President Joko Widodo allows people who reviews the job creation law to propose material examination to the Constitutional Court. And listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
single thing in life that I know about. Thought I'd never care much about it, but you're never there. At least one thing I finally know through the pain is how we
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about road trip at Geopark Cilete. Stay tuned. Listener, Cilete Geopark area offers a number of interesting tourism attractions that are located close to each other. Doing a road trip around this tourism area is an interesting activity that can be done on weekends. If the trip starts from Jakarta, the distance from the first tourism spot by car is 161 kilometers, or about 4 hours and 36 minutes drive. To avoid congestions, it is better if the trip starts in the morning at around 6 a.m. local time. Don't forget to have breakfast and check on your private car to keep your trip safe. You can start a road trip at Geopark Cilete the next day at Puncak Dharma and enjoy the sunrise, which makes the road trip experience even more enjoyable. From there, various views can be seen from Cilete Bay, which is shaped like a horseshoe, rows of cliffs, rice fields to Cilete Geopark Beach. After enjoying the view at Puncak Dharma, you can continue your journey to Curug Dok Dok, which is only 1.5 kilometers or about 4 minutes by car. Curug Dok Dok is located in Cimarinjung Village, Ciamas District. This tourism spot has a beautiful rock formation. However, you are not recommended to climb these rocks because their rocks are very slippery. There is a small pool with a very beautiful waterfall. You can enjoy the beauty of the waterfall while enjoying your lunch at a stall that is available in the area. The next tourism spot that can be visited is Cimarinjung Waterfall in Ciamas District. The distance from Curug Dok Dok is 800 meters or about 2 minutes by motor vehicles. Even though the location is more remote, the waterfall, which is on the border of Girimukti Village and Ciwaru Village, has its own charm. Being in a remote area makes Cimarinjung Waterfall has fresh water. However, you're advised not to play its water because the water flow is quite heavy. To end the first day of the road trip, you can stay at Vanada Bugul on Jalan Cimarinjung Ciwaru Ciamas District. The second day, you can start your trip to Palangpang Beach to see the sunrise, go fishing or buy fresh fish from the local fish auctions, or take pictures at the Cilete Geopark Monument. This tourism spot is located 850 meters from the lodging or about 2 minutes by car. Then you can continue your adventure to cross the Kunti Island by renting a boat for 400,000 rupiah. The boat can accommodate more than 7 people. Boat rentals can be found in the Ciwaru area. The scenery on this island is extraordinarily beautiful. The island faces directly to the Indian Ocean and has a beautiful stretch of white sand. There are also rocks that arise on the sand. After enjoying the lunch in the Ciwaru area, you can go straight to Ujung Genteng Beach, located in Gunung Batu Village, Ciracap District. This sloping beach is surrounded by trees that makes the tourism area look so beautiful. Apart from playing with seawater or relaxing on the beach and enjoying the beautiful stretch of white sand, you can also do selfies in the numbers of ruins of the buildings that were left over from the Dutch era. After playing at the beach, you can go directly to Teletubbies Hill, which is located only 4 kilometers or about 13 minutes from Ujung Genteng Beach. The panorama of the beautiful green hills is similar with the hills in the children's film television series Teletubbies. The difference is that there is a lake there which makes the expanse of the savanna looks more attractive. While you are there, besides being able to take picture, of course, you can also have a picnic around the lake while enjoying the view. In addition, you can also set up a tent if you want to take a break before starting your trip to the next tourism spot. During a pandemic like this time, make sure that when you visit, you still obey the health protocols to prevent COVID-19, namely by wearing a mask, washing your hands with soap, keeping your distance, and not traveling if you have a fever or body temperature above 37.3 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again on the next trip. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Jarak yang sering memisahkan kita, hingga aku hanya bisa berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak, barang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu saat kau di sisiku. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan sayangku. Jangan matikan HP-mu, kau tahu aku benci khawatir saat kau tak mengabari. Aku tak suka bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan
listener. For the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it on a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and Language and Book Development Agency to Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is electricity credit, which means membeli pulsa listrik. L- listen to this conversation about buying electricity credits, which means membeli pulsa listrik. Kevin asked Rama how to buy electricity credits.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya?
Iya, sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. I'm going to say each sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Meteran listrik. Meteran listrik, which means electric meter. Berbunyi. Berbunyi, to make a sound. Pulsa listrik. Pulsa listrik, which means electricity credits. Habis. Habis, which means finished. Situs belanja daring. Situs belanja daring, which means online shopping site. Tagihan. Tagihan, which means bill. Nomor meter. Nomor meter, which means meter number. ID pelanggan. ID pelanggan, which means customer ID. Bank transfer. Bank transfer, which means bank transfer. Praktis, praktis, which means to be practical. If you want to ask about the way or process, you can use the interrogative word bagaimana, in English, how. To ask about the way, people usually use the expression bagaimana cara. Bagaimana cara, which means how to. Like in the sentence, bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya? Which means how to buy electricity credits. To respond to the expressions bagaimana cara, you have to mention the process consecutively, like the following example. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? In English, how to buy electricity credits. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. In English, you can buy electricity credits on the online shopping site. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. In English, the ways are to select credits and bill and then to click PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. In English, afterward, enter the meter number or customer ID. Select the number of credits you will buy, then pay by transfer bank option. In the Indonesian language, conjunction can be used to mention sequence of process. For example, kemudian, lalu, selanjutnya, and setelah itu. In English, then or afterward. The conjunction is also usually used to connect a main sentence with a clause. For example, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. Masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. In English, enter meter numbers or customer ID, then select numbers of credits. Listen up before we end today's Let's Speak Plus Indonesia. Let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya.
Iya, sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Ryuko Kusumawati. See you tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Today I present a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Belis Mahal. The song Belis Mahal, or also known as Kaka Main Salah, was quite viral, particularly on TikTok social media in October 2020. The song Belis Mahal was composed by Kapten Purek and Silet Open Up. The inspiration for the song is the life of the people of East Nusa Tenggara, who have traditionally preserved the culture of belis or dowry, which usually forms of woven cloth, pork, rice, or foods. The size or price of the belis is determined by the level of education of the woman and the status of the women's family. Through the song Belis Mahal, Kapten Purek wants to describe that in this modern era, the price of belis or dowry has increased because more and more women who want to be proposed come from highly educated and respected families. The lyrics of the song Belis Mahal also describe that the man chooses to turn back due to the belis or dowry is too costly. Listener, let's listen to the song Belis Mahal, sung by Putri Pasania and Kapten Purek. Happy listening.
Bagaimana le, beta pembelis mahal ke kastengah. biar kalah meski harus korban cinta. Sepaksa jalan tapi hasil akhir mengalah. Sasu usaha jungkir balik tapi mentok di biaya. Sayang ini susah seharus geleng kepala. Memaksa tidak bisa lawan ortu takut dosa. Modal cuma cinta belum bisa kau bahagia. Mental sasu kuat tapi bapak bilang tidak.
Jujur saya menyesal tapi apa mau dibilang. Mundur lebih baik daripada terus bimbang.
Saya ikhlas kau cari lain biar kau hidup lebih baik.
Mau bikin gak beli, mau bagaimana le. Tetap membeli semahal kakak setengah mati. Kakak sejaga beta dari dulu-dulu Terpaksa kakak mundur jauh-jauh
Nona pun beli semahal kakak main salah. Kakak main salah.
Papa mama suruh kakak untuk mundur salah.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.